Now verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Now there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek today. That is, for the very fact of the matter, in this age, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. All, if they're to be saved, must come the same way to Christ. No man cometh to the Father, the Lord Jesus said, but by me. You can't go by the ritual of the Old Testament. You cannot go by the law. You have to come today. Doesn't make any difference what your race is. You come the same way, by faith. And it's offered on the same basis of mercy, by faith. That is the proposition Paul is putting down here. Now he says the present salvation is for both Jew and Gentile. Now he's opened that subject up. Hear and believe the gospel. Listen to verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that's a remarkable statement. Paul is actually turning to the Old Testament. There are 8 quotations from the Old Testament in this chapter, and 30 quotations in this division, chapters 9, 10, and 11. And the quotation logically follows verse 12. But it makes very clear that both Jew and Gentile are called on the Lord, not do something for salvation. All you had to do is call on him, friends. To call upon the Lord means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he says, how then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, it's necessary to understand, appreciate Paul's position here. His own people hated him as the apostle, but they applauded Paul, or Saul of Tarsus the Pharisee, and he's showing here the logic of his position. They rejected his claim or the right to any of the apostles to proclaim a gospel that omitted the Mosaic system, which had degenerated into Judaism. Now, Paul shows that there must be messengers of the gospel who have credentials from God. And Paul began his epistle with the claim, he says, Paul, a called apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, there follows here this logical sequence. Preachers must be sent in order for people to hear that they might believe. They did not know how to call upon God. And Paul pinpoints all on believing. And this, therefore, necessitated his ministry. And that is the thing that he's saying here. And he's quoting, by the way, from Isaiah about how beautiful are the feet of those. I very frankly feel like this radio program is important. I'm giving the rest of my life to it, to get out the word. But when he quotes, how beautiful are the feet. Now, I'm down here making tapes today, and better not tell you the time, because I found out that people think I'm there at the time they hear it, and I may even be in their neighborhood at the time. But I do not even have on any socks today. I'm just sitting down here in my study, in my bare feet, if you want to know the truth. And I've just looked down here at my feet, and they're not beautiful, friends. One of the things about feet is that they are not an object of beauty. But here is something Dr. Lang said. In their running and hastening, in their scaling, obstructing mountains, and in their appearance and descent from mountains, they are the symbols of the earnestly desired wing movement and appearance of the gospel itself. And that's one of the reasons that I love the opportunity of radio today. We can scale mountains. We can go over the plains and vast expanse of sea and water. And we can go into the inner recesses of the earth today with the gospel. And we can go into the homes, into the automobiles, into the businesses. And we found that we've been in some unusual places. We've been in bar rooms with the gospel by radio. Oh, may I say to you, that's what he means, that it's wonderful to get the word of God out.